This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Caudette. When stay-at-home orders went into effect in states across the United States to help stop the spread of coronavirus, ecologists quietly celebrated the perfect research opportunity. Fraser Schilling with the Road Ecology Lab at UC Davis was one of those scientists because he was getting a several-month period to observe nature with less human interaction, and he thought, this is perfect. Well, now the results from his lab's research, which studied roadkill patterns as traffic declined, are out. And he joins us live today to share what they learned. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So as I mentioned, you work in the Road Ecology Lab at UC Davis in California. So what does that work typically look like? I mean, is this the study of roadkill, basically?
Well, yeah, that's one thing that we look at. It's actually the Road Ecology Center. I'm the director, and we look at a wide range of ways that transportation impacts nature, and also sometimes how nature impacts transportation. On the shoreline, that could be flooding of shoreline roads and highways. In mountain systems like yours, it could be culverts blowing up because of excess flooding due to heavy rain events. So we look at how roads and highways interact with nature, and that includes with wildlife that are trying to cross them.
Okay, so then when stay-at-home orders hit in response to the coronavirus, I mean, car traffic, I mean, in some places literally stopped. It didn't just drop, but it stopped. So what was that like for your lab, especially when it comes to being able to do research?
Yeah, so it's a, as you pointed out at the beginning, it's an unprecedented event, and it's a giant experiment. I do want to acknowledge the, you know, all the pain and discomfort that comes with the pandemic.
Right.
And we don't take that lightly. What we're looking at is how the reduced traffic, and as you pointed out, sometimes it's very much reduced, how that can benefit us through improved air quality, reduced greenhouse gas emissions, and also how it can benefit nature. And basically, it's traffic is a continuing impact, negative impact on nature. And if you dial down the volume, you're dialing down the volume on that impact. It can be expressed in a lot of different ways. Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to ask you, so in this most recent study, then what were you specifically looking at?
So, yeah, we were looking at wildlife attempting to cross the road. Sometimes they get hit. In Idaho, you have a fabulous roadkill monitoring system that Idaho Department of Fish and Game maintains. If you search Idaho and roadkill, you can probably find the website pretty easily.
And I did not know
this. We were looking at how often wildlife were getting hit on the roads before and after the shelter-in-place orders.
And you did actually choose Idaho as one of your three case studies. So let's get into what you found, because it does seem like it would, I mean, basically be a no-brainer that as traffic decreases, I mean, incidents of roadkill would decrease as well. Is that what happened?
That is what happened. And the no-brainer part of it, you know, it's more complicated. Low traffic roads, generally there's less roadkill, but actually very high traffic interstates, you can have lower roadkill as well because animals don't even try to cross the road. And it's those intermediate traffic volumes that really can be dangerous for wildlife because they are attempting to cross the road. But what we saw across Idaho is there was about a 60% reduction in traffic volume, so how much people were driving, and that led to a 38% reduction in the number of large animals reported hit on the road, on the highways throughout the state.
Wow. So what do you hope to do with this, with the research that you used?
Yeah, so we found that obviously large animals aren't the only things that are hit. Smaller animals, mammals, birds, reptiles, amphibians, a lot of anything that tries to cross the road potentially would be hit. And what we're trying to do is quantify how important this was to wildlife. We can quantify pretty easily how important it is to humans to have fewer crashes. Obviously, that's an improved situation, but how important is it to wildlife? And we suspect that if you have something like a 40% reduction in collisions with animals, so let's say it's across the board, animals are 40% less likely to be hit. That could have massive implications for wildlife populations, because getting hit on a road is one of the primary causes of premature mortality for a lot of different species. So this could be a really amazing conservation action that we're accidentally taking.
Right. This is fascinating, I have to say. I have to let you go, but thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about this. We've been talking with Fraser Schilling about his lab's research on roadkill patterns during the coronavirus shutdown. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate you taking some time out of your day.
Thanks for having me.
And I want to thank all of you for being a part of Idaho Matters and joining us. Now, remember, tomorrow on the program, our medical professionals leading the fight against COVID-19 will be on the show. There is plenty to talk about. So we want to hear from you. You have a question, a comment for our doctors, send us an email, idahomatters@boisestate.edu. Again, idahomatters@boisestate.edu, or leave us a voicemail, 208-426-3625. Again, 208-426-3625. It's Tuesday. The sun is shining. I hope you find some little bit of joy in your day. I'm Gemma Gaudette, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.